Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing how hypnosis can be used to improve creativity. And you'll have the opportunity to experience a hypnosis session designed to assist you in improving your creativity. This program is great for dancers, musicians, or artists, but it's also good for business people, entrepreneurs, and anyone that is looking to tap into the power of their creative mind. I'm glad that you're here. And I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Add the initials CH on your business card. Become a certified clinical hypnotist on your time at your pace. You can take our professional hypnosis certification course from anywhere. You'll build your practice, bring more clients into your business, and watch people change their lives for the better. For more information, visit www.mindinstitute.ca. Due to the relaxing nature of this program, do not drive, operate heavy machinery, or engage in any activity that requires conscious thinking while using it. Welcome to MindFlow for Awakening Creativity. Each side of your brain, each brain hemisphere, controls certain activities or processes. Your left hemisphere is concerned with verbal description and suggestion. It is your practical side. Your right hemisphere is the side of creative visualization and mental imagery. It is the seat of your intuition, musical and artistic ability, and even your sense of humor. This hypnosis program is specifically designed for right brain development. The suggestions are not as clear-cut or as specific as they are in other hypnosis programs. This program will help more of your creative potential to unfold. You can use it to remember your dreams, to listen to your hunches, to daydream creatively, to discover hidden talents and abilities, and to have more insight into all that is around you and in you. Your creative right hemisphere is the full-blown sail of your mind. The practical left hemisphere is the rudder that helps you direct your course. Allow your adventurous creativity to propel you and use your guiding rudder to keep you on course. A marriage of your right brain and left brain is ideal in any creative endeavor. Balance your full potential by verbally discussing your creative insights with yourself or with others. You can use this process as a creative daydream to help you take a short break during the day to quiet your body and envision in your mind your ideals and your goals. Thomas Edison regularly took cat naps and often awakened new insights and ideas. He wrote those ideas in countless journals and on scraps of paper. Then he discussed those ideals with people close to his work. So find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, you can close your eyes. Rearrange your arms and legs so that they are in a position that is the most comfortable for you over this next little while. If you need to move or adjust yourself at any time, you can do so. Begin to breathe slowly and deeply. If you take a deep breath, you can feel your body relax. And as you slow your breathing, your body will relax. And as your body relaxes, your mind will relax along with it. And as your mind relaxes along with it, this will also cause your body to relax further. The body relaxing the mind, and the mind relaxing the body. The body relaxing the mind, and the mind relaxing the body. Each breath that you breathe relaxing your body, which in turn relaxes your mind. That's right. So you can just continue to allow yourself to breathe slowly and deeply as I speak with you. Let's begin by comparing your mind to the surface of a quiet pond. My voice can be a breeze whispering in the trees along the shore. The pond remains smooth and calm, even though things go on beneath the surface. There may be much happening between a still surface. Now let's dissolve this image and form another. Imagine in your mind a stairway. And that stairway may move upwards, or it may move downwards. Perhaps there's a brass handrail or a walnut banister. Whatever's right for you is right for you. And the stairs can lead you to a very safe and comfortable place for you, wherever that might be. It may be a room in your home that you live in. It may be somewhere in nature. In a few moments, I'm going to count from 10 all the way down to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, you're going to move along this staircase towards your safe place. And when I reach the count of 1, you'll be in that safe, comfortable place. Placing your hand on the handrail and taking the first step. 10, 9, 8, 7, deeper and deeper relaxed. 6, 5, 4. Three, two, and 1. Now in that safe, comfortable place, you can simply enjoy yourself here. You can do anything that you want. You don't even have to listen to the sound of my voice. Your subconscious mind can do anything that it wishes. But your conscious mind isn't going to do anything of real importance here. You don't have to bother trying to listen to me, because your subconscious mind hears with new awareness and responds all by itself. You can recognize the feelings that accompany inner relaxation. You may experience light, medium, or deep levels of relaxation. Whatever's right for you is right for you. Your body may feel heavy or light, or it may feel asleep. That's right. It might even seem as though your body is falling into sleep, even though your mind is awake and alert. But of course, you don't have to concern yourself with any of those things. This is a learning and growing experience. Your inner mind is aware, and it can hear what it needs to hear, and it can respond in just the right way. That's right. It already has more awareness. And already, all parts of your system are moving into harmony in this wonderful, relaxed state. Take a deep breath and exhale it very slowly. Visualize your breath like the ocean, with waves coming and going. And as the waves ebb and flow, so does your breathing come in and go out. Allow yourself to rest upon the shore and imagine all of the weight leaving your physical body. Imagine yourself beginning to float safely, bit by bit. Allow yourself to float comfortably a little bit more above where you are resting. Enjoy this wonderful feeling of rising up and pleasantly floating in the air. As you are enjoying this feeling of floating, you become more aware of your inner self. You can visit parts of your inner self and look into the deep recesses of your mind. You can look on things from your past and gain knowledge and learn positivity. Allow yourself to sense and feel rather than merely think. Your heart and your emotions are doors to your creativity. Allow your inner knowledge, your stored memories, and hidden talents to unfold through your feelings and your emotions. For through the avenue of your heart, you gain new insight and inspiration. Begin to feel the quiet radiance of light and life surrounding you. Let yourself hear the harmony that is you becoming in tune with creation, with the spirit within. Be still and listen to this inner voice. It tells you of new awarenesses and new perceptions. Your inner voice encourages you to enter your special creative room, that creative space within you. You can sense your inner voice telling you that this is the ideal place for growth and development, and that you can come here for inspiration and insight. This is your inner place to be intimate with your creativity. You have access to a wealth of information and talents. You detach yourself and redefine your perceptions. In this creativity room, your inner mind creates mental images, clear pictures of creative insight the right image will come to you. Create a symbol of your success. These creative insights can also come in on their own, anytime, day or night. Symbols come through dreams or sudden flashes, because they can be subtle and fleeting. Have a pen and paper ready to write them down. Exploring the dream state, you better understand the symbolism and simplicity of your inner wisdom. Your nighttime dreams and your daydreams can bring new inspiration and expression beyond your present understanding. Look within to those creative insights, visions, and illuminations to discover more fullness of life. Picture yourself and feel yourself using this creative process. Spell out your objectives and then wait and listen to the voice and symbols of the inner self. Allow your creative mind to give you the answer. Answers can come quickly or slowly. The more that you use this creative process, the quicker and easier it all becomes. You will think beyond your present way of thinking and act beyond your present mode of action. You're already using more of your creative potential. It is already happening. You utilize this creativity and bring it back with you. That's right. You'll bring it back with you as a symbol, as a stream of consciousness. Or a new way of doing things, bringing it all back to waking consciousness. It's now time to move deeper into the experience. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I count from 10 to 1, you'll move further and deeper into relaxation. When I reach the count of 1, you'll be at a level of relaxation where all levels of your mind, body, and emotions are open to receive positive and beneficial suggestion and instruction. These subliminal messages will imprint themselves in your complete and total self in such a way that all of these things that I suggest to you will happen exactly as I say they will, for your highest benefit and your highest good. Not because I say so, but because these are things that you want to happen. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. It's now time to return to waking consciousness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. As I count from 1 to 10, bring yourself back. starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, coming up now, 3, 4, feeling revitalized, re-energized, and refreshed, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed this hypnosis program and that it assisted you in connecting with your creativity. If you'd like to learn more about hypnosis, visit my personal website at www.donaldcurry.com. I have a variety of hypnosis MP3s available for purchase on my website. If you'd like to learn hypnosis either for yourself or to help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.ca. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Be well until next time.